True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
I guess maybe we're out of them, but we had a pile of t-shirts to give away today. And, you know, it's great to see people come over and maybe you had to spin that wheel to win a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. But just saw a guy walking by wearing it. Now we're talking. Like he went as far as to put the T-shirt on at the event. He had a shirt on underneath it, I'm pretty sure, but he went ahead and put the new T-shirt on.
Yeah, I don't think this gentleman walked in shirtless.
No, they wouldn't let you.
Yeah,
I don't think they would let you.
But yeah, I appreciate him representing.
Put it right on. He's better than carrying it.
Love it.
Yeah. Love it. Brandon Cooks, what a career! What an interesting career Brandon Cooks has had. Added to the Bills today. The signing was announced earlier.
The 53-man roster, by the way, just to clarify, not the practice squad. Like
yep.
He's
on the team.
There he is. Right.
There he is. There he will be, I think, probably, on Sunday.
I suppose. I mean, that's pretty quick.
Time's running out here.
But, yeah. Is that a sign that maybe Keon Coleman's return is not imminent?
Well, it's not a good sign for Coleman.
I mean, they did do very little on offense in the game on Thursday, unlike the first game that he was a healthy scratch for when they exploded for 44 points against Tampa. Excuse me. So maybe the door is open, but does Brandon Cooks take that spot?
I mean, it wasn't 44 points. And out of 24 completions from Josh Allen in Houston, 12 were to wide receivers, and 8 of the 12 were to Shakir. 2 for Palmer, 1 for Davis, 1 for Elijah Moore that went negative yards. Like, Shakir had a nice night. That's a big game for him. 8 for 110? That's a very big game for him. But it's always the same...
Gonna make a crack about it. It was great to see Shakir get all those air yards. Oh wait, those are all just long runs after catches.
Really, yeah.
One on a lateral. Even I don't know what. How do those yards get allocated?
Lateral?
Yeah, the Palmer / Shakir play that went for 44 yards.
I think it's a Palmer catch, and then it's rushing yards. Maybe
for Shakir.
No, it's not rushing yards. I don't know where they go. Actually, good question. But Palmer gets the catch.
Right.
Like, what's the Allen play against San Francisco where Cooper caught the pass in the snow and then lateraled to Allen and he gets a receiving touchdown.
He gets a receiving touchdown.
But he doesn't get a reception.
Right. Nor did he get credit for throwing a touchdown pass, I think.
And he probably did.
I don't remember now.
Anyway.
Don't ask questions you don't know the answers to. Live on the radio. It's good to ask questions you don't know the answer to, like, you know, privately.
The Cooks won. We've had this same conversation so many times, which is that it is, I mean, of course it has to be said, commendable that they're not just sitting on their hands when they don't have answers.
Right.
But then you go, well, what are the chances of this succeeding? Should this have been figured out in another way, maybe a long time ago?
Yeah.
We've had this
yes,
over
right.
and over.
Yeah.
I thought, as you'll remember, I thought when the deadline came around that the Bills would not be wide receiver hunting because of where they planted their flag, you know, through our morning show, actually.
Yep.
And I was wrong about that. And the word got out that it was Jaylen Waddle and maybe a couple other guys that they were interested in.
Yep.
So clearly then they wanted to address it.
Right. Look,
and they still want to.
Improving the team took precedence over potentially looking bad to some fans and or media, I suppose. And that's to me, that's as it should be. You know, you can be as fierce as you want to be about, you know, defiant in the face of criticism about choices you've made. But when you get more evidence, maybe even irrefutable evidence that, you know, I was on the wrong side of that. I'm gonna put my head down and move over there now. I think the Bills did do that. They didn't pull anything into the boat, which is all that really matters. So I'm not inclined. I'll give them credit for swallowing hard, swallowing pride, however you want to phrase it, if that's what it took, to explore the idea. But that's barely – I'm barely giving you that because the object is to get something done, and they didn't. And now, you know, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, is that where we are, but 3 weeks from the deadline?
Yep.
It's Brandon Cook's time. I mean, okay. Well, what are the chances that that has any impact on this team in this season?
I think, I mean, there's got to be some.
Sure.
I don't know where he's at. I thought I knew last year where Cooper was, and that's a similar bet. They had to trade for Cooper, and this player was a free agent, Cooks, just having been released. But still, like, you got a guy, what was Cooper? Cooks is 32. Cooper was in that bracket.
30, 31, like whatever. Yeah, he was 30-ish.
And I thought, you know, that this was a fine idea.
Yeah.
Because it hadn't been that long since Cooper had been, you know, kind of even dominant for Cleveland. But it just hit the wall, and the Bills got almost nothing out of Cooper. I haven't seen Brandon Cooks be anything like dominant in 5 years. But he was in Dallas last year. How can you play 10 games for Dallas and catch 26 passes? I mean, Dallas is a – Prescott's a kingmaker with his receivers.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you – he did have 8 touchdowns the year before. I can't tell you, like, that he is done or anything like that, but he wasn't getting anywhere with New Orleans. Their offense is pretty much anemic. Olave gets tons of targets there this year. That's worked out for fantasy, but Cooks –
yeah.
Cook's season high this year for catches in a game is 3. And his season high in yards is 26. And those were both week 1. He's had 3 catches 3 other times.
Yeah, but I wonder if this is simply – well, I mean, availability matters, right? That this player was going to be on the open market. So it's not surprising that the Bills would be, you know, have their hand up. Oh, a receiver who's caught actual passes in the NFL, and maybe even lots of them over a long career, is available. We should kick tires. I wonder if it's because McDermott sounded so enamored of the speed that Mecole Hardman would offer them. And, that, I mean, that there's a kick return, and then there's a fumbled. There was one deep throw. right, that did draw a cover, drew two guys. There was a very open receiver in the middle of the field, deep middle on that play. Anyway, that turned into IR. Like, we were wondering, how seriously is he hurt? You know, will he even be available against Houston? No, IR.
Was it a soft benching?
Yeah, I don't know. But
because of the fumble,
like,
but no.
He's four weeks, so, you know, that's on the back burner. I wonder if Cooks, if he even is that guy anymore. Like, Hardman is at least somewhat younger. I don't know. Like, he hasn't been around in the league since 2014 like Cooks has been. But Cooks was 4-3-3 coming out of college. Now, again, that's 12 years ago.
Yes, it is.
it's a significant amount of time.
Oregon State.
But I wonder if he can still run, if that's it. It's not to replace Hardman's returnability. I looked at this. Cooks has not returned a punt or a kick since his second year in the league in New Orleans. So it's not. It is not that. That is not someone that they're counting on to do that. But it could be just to, here, we're going to put you on the field for five plays. Go bring the safety with you. And if the safety doesn't come, maybe he'll throw it to you. But ideally, maybe he brings the safety with you and Khalil Shakir is open 25 yards downfield because of it.
Man,
maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe that's it. It's worth a try.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
There's something really, maybe obviously, telling about that. Just to get to week 13. And what you're trying to do, what that sounds like is you're trying to almost restructure your offense. You're trying to fit in a new threat that can make a lot of other things, or some other things, easier. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, geez, it's pretty late.
It is.
To be at the point where they just do not have it figured out through the air. I mean, You don't have to only throw to receivers. I mean, there's tight ends and running backs in that box score, too, from the Houston game. But four passes were complete to wide receivers not named Shakir in that game. And where did you end up, you know, scoring?
Not 19. Enough. 19 points. Yeah, I mean, it is you already said it. I don't want to, like, necessarily say the same thing, but just using some slightly different words. But
that's what we do.
I give them credit for trying to do something, but it is a – it's almost embarrassing that a team that a week ago was third or fourth in the Super Bowl odds, they're down a bit now. They're tied with Denver for, like, eighth best at FanDuel as of yesterday. I didn't look today.
I looked at that today.
Like, for a team that's it's another piece of evidence. I got a lot of this yesterday, just talking about where, you know, vibe check, where are we? Like, are we full on panic? You know, I feel like I want to kiss the division goodbye, thus the one seed goodbye. Now it's just about to, like, get in, and I still feel pretty decent about that, but they're not that good. Well, you know what a team that's not that good does? They signed Brandon Cooks 2 days before Thanksgiving. And not just to take him out for a spin. I mean, they put him right on the roster and, like, come on down. Can he run? Okay, you're on the team. And that is a level of desperation that I just don't feel like you should expect from a contending-level team. And the circle back, does that make you question whether they're still a contending level team because we thought so in September?
Well, the answer has to be yes. And really, what matters to that, what they think? Because this is not a move you make if you're out of it. I mean,
right.
There's no point. So, and, you know.
And they're definitely not out of it.
They're not out of it. I mean, I'm not sure I can think of receivers for this. But, you know, Kansas City went and signed LeSean McCoy that one time. When it was the season, regular season, it might have even been over when they did that. It was super late. The Ravens and Dalvin Cook, was that even last year or 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago when they were in the AFC Championship. I think Dalvin Cook showed up. Just, you know, let's just see. Did the Bills not have Devontae Freeman here for a minute too, in the same sort of way, like depth? This is not that, but you know that if you're
alive, that's fair. Like the Chiefs, when did they? Didn't they bring MBS back last year?
Okay.
And he caught like a 40-yard pass against the Bills in the playoff game, I think.
2 years ago.
2 years ago it was? Okay.
Because it was here.
But, yeah, that's the kind of thing, though. Like that. Yeah, because he had been here and then was whatever. Yeah. Okay. I mean.
He had a couple of big catches and it made us crazy.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Right. So, I guess it's not as, I want to walk back, you know, what I was pretty harsh a minute ago, that it's embarrassing.
Well, I know what you mean, though.
You got a problem, you got to try to solve it. And whatever, if people are going to snicker at you along the way, I think you just got to put your head down and live with it, because you're in a mess you made. You do not have enough at that position. Go figure. God, it was really hard not to swear there for some reason. Just go figure.
It's that F.
Yes, I really wanted it.
Once you got to the F.
Now I needed you all to know, in case you didn't pick up on it, that I really wanted it. They didn't have enough. And so it's Brandon Cook's time.
It is Brandon Cook's time indeed. The Bills are ninth in the Super Bowl odds, as you mentioned. Above New England.
Yes, right. I did
not by
that.
Much.
Right.
But above New England. What does that say? It says, it's obvious what it says. We don't really trust you yet.
We don't believe you yet. Right.
We don't trust New England yet. And we do trust the Bills and their playoff experience. And there's no, I mean, this is such a big part of it. Like, there's no team in the AFC that's so obviously, like, too good for them. Right? I mean, that's what's making this year so much fun. It's not fun to lose, but you don't have the Chiefs or the Ravens, namely,
right,
like above you, that we'd be, you know, maybe pessimistic about seeing the Bills beat. Still could end up being that matchup, one of those matchups, though. The Chiefs have work to do. Well, the Ravens, too, but the Chiefs have work to do to get in.
Right. The Ravens have the luxury of not having a 9-win team ahead of them in their division, or even a 7-win team ahead of them in their division. That's what the Chiefs are dealing with the Broncos and Chargers, respectively. Yeah, what the Ravens had to do was run down Pittsburgh, who, you know, I don't think anyone really expected to be leading a division, and they were, and now it's over, and I predict it doesn't switch back. It could, I suppose. You make the right point when we did, it was today, right? Reverse AFC Power Rankings?
It was today.
Yeah. The Ravens, Jackson does not look right. He's getting sacked, which means he does not have, I think, the legs to get away as efficiently and effectively as he has in the past. So he's gettable, and maybe that'll cost them when they play Pittsburgh. And, you know, but they've got the spot for now, and I would, I guess, expect them to hold the spot.
His rushing, I think I saw against the Jets, was 7 for 11. I mean, it's seven, but
yeah,
seven. Lamar
seven,
Jackson
7 for 11 is like Drew Bledsoe.
7 for 11, well, if Bledsoe, like, just got drunk and decided he was going to run seven times in a game. He didn't have to be – drunk doesn't mean anything. He decided, I'm going to run seven times right in this game. So, 7 for 11 from Jackson is just not what you're used to.
No.
Like
7 for 57.
It's – yeah, that's right.
More like it.
7 for 100. The Patriots thing is interesting, though. Like, it's really the schedule, and I don't think maybe experience means as much to this, but they are getting pretty close to a home field, if not a bye also. What did you get yesterday in that sense from people about how this is all going? Did you get panic? Did you get
– I got more they're not that good. You know, it's one of these I quickly – put out a tweet before the show and said something, the wording was like looking good for a wild card spot. And that maybe got the most pushback of anything, because it's like, well, if they lose this game to Pittsburgh on Sunday, they're not even going to be in a spot anymore. So what do you mean they're looking good for? I guess I'm telling on myself that I'm not that worried about Pittsburgh. You know, I think the Bills have got, they've got six games left. And I think 4-2, they are coasting into the – well, that wouldn't be coasting. You've got to win four of these six games. 4-2, they're in for sure. It might even be 3-3 gets them there. That's 10-7. I mean, you might be sweating some stuff. So But mostly there was more of that than I was anticipating. More, they're in real trouble to even make it. And I don't really feel that. And again, it might have been because of the wording, I worded that. But that was revealing how I feel. I feel like they're in a good spot for a wild card. And they're still, like, in a lot of models, like 90% to make it.
Right.
So that's what I'm basing that on. And a lot of the pushback was, are you sure they're that good? And, you know, I know it's a different conversation. If they lose this game Sunday to Pittsburgh, they're behind Pittsburgh. And, like, it's, you know, the tiebreaker stuff's going to get pretty ugly pretty quick. So it's a big game on Sunday for them. Really, both teams.
They'll have lost in that scenario to Pittsburgh and Houston. And Houston could end up 7-5. They have the Colts, but still, like, they're a game behind the Bills with that head-to-head win.
Yep.
The Bills are going to be favored in 4 out of 6 games left, at least. They're favored this week, 3.5. I'm sort of how I felt about Houston and Atlanta and Miami, these other games, the other road games, where I'm just, like, not inclined to give points. Mm-hmm. Like, they're losing these games now this year.
But they'll be favored against the Bengals.
They'll be favored in all their games except maybe not New England, but they could be underdogs in New England. Sam thought they'd be favored in New England when we talked to him last time. And then Philadelphia has a chance to be. But they could be favored 6 out of 6, too.
Yep.
New England has the Giants at home on Monday night. They got to be. Is that double digits? No. 7.5. Interesting. Well, that speaks to the point. New England is not blowing teams out. And even though they're winning, they're not a team that's getting, like, the most respect
right in
the odds. They were a big favorite against the Jets, and they didn't cover it. Or they right about a push that game, right? The Thursday night game, 2 games ago. Anyway, Brandon Cooks signed to the Bills roster. If you have a thought on that, we would like to hear it. 803-0550. We're at KeyBank Center today. It's the Sabres and Roswell Park's prostate cancer screening event that runs until 7. And walk-ins are welcome until 6:30. So even if you don't have an appointment, you've still got a little more than an hour to get down here. We'll take a break for the update, then talk some more. Paul will join us at 6 on the Sabres. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
It was a scheme that we don't see much. Most of the times we're getting a lot of chips. Like there are a lot of like 7-man protection schemes. So they really put a lot on their quarterback's plate to really, all right, guys are going to have one-on-one matchups, and they really were hoping that he could escape the pocket and get past guys. And he's such a big guy, such a tough tackle. So not only, you know, were they able to get to him, but to get him down, that's a really tough tackle. And it was impressive the way those guys got him down.
Texans coach DeMeco Ryans, Josh Allen, has been taking hits. And there's the coach of the last team to face the Bills describing how tough a job it was for his team to get there, but they did do it. Looking at Brandon Cook's Pro Football Reference page, it's fun. If he gets 50 yards a game here, that'll be 10,000, by the way. It's a serious number. He's been traded 4 times, not including that he was traded up for in the draft. That doesn't count.
Okay.
That's not you being traded.
Right.
The pick was traded.
Right.
Reference, as much as I love it, and I'm on the site like dozens of times a day, most days, it's a little bit weird how they do it with trades, because like it looks all the same here, but he wasn't. That doesn't count as a Brandon Cooks trade.
Right.
He shares the NFL record with Eric Dickerson for most times traded. And this doesn't count, but it almost should. Like, the Saints just released him, and the Bills were right there to swoop him up. He was traded up for in 2014. And it's New Orleans moving from 27 to 20 and giving up a third. And the third became John Brown.
Huh.
And then,
what's he doing?
Good question. And then in 2017, he was traded to New England in a draft pick trade. And Mac Hollins was picked with one of those draft picks.
Okay. Are we done?
Brandon Cooks trivia. Also, Trey Hendrickson was picked with one of those picks from that trade.
At the end of that.
By the way.
All right.
By New Orleans.
Yeah.
He is out Thursday night, I think I heard, Hendrickson. And so is T. Higgins.
Right. I've heard that both. Yes.
Cincinnati at Baltimore. Baltimore minus 7. Chiefs are a 3-point favorite working backwards Thursday in Dallas. And the Lions are only a 2.5-point favorite against Green Bay in the first game of the day. How much Jahmyr Gibbs do you have?
Jahmyr Gibbs has single-handedly kept Tunsil's gas mask alive.
So he's on 100% of your teams.
He's on, yes, that's right. That's how I have, yes.
100% share.
I set out with that to be a goal in all of my fantasy endeavors this year to make sure we got Jahmyr Gibbs.
On all your teams.
And I was able to really dig in and make that happen. So, we barely won this week. I think we would have been eliminated from playoff contention with another loss.
But
Jahmyr Gibbs, everyone.
Went for,
so we're alive. 60 points
60
or something,
points.
I think, in that league. Yeah.
Right. If you have scoring bonuses, he got you to 60.
Yeah.
Glad PPR is like 55.4 or something like that, Gibbs. But, not bad. There were some good games Sunday. We didn't talk yesterday. But Giants-Detroit.
Right.
Was good. Jacksonville, Arizona even was close.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
The night game was a dud. Last night's game was a dud.
Yeah. Last night's game was I sleep comes, it comes. 17-9 maybe is where this is not doesn't have to be over, but it is for me. I'm gonna read about it in the morning, but I wouldn't have been surprised if somehow they found their way to a tying touchdown or something, but it didn't come. It was a sloppy mess of a game. I mean, geez, Purdy 3 interceptions in the first half.
Yep.
Just a mess. The weekend. Yeah, Sunday was all right. I mean, the Eagle Cowboy game was kind of incredible. That it ended up the way it ended up.
I felt that coming.
Because that game starts and it's like, oh, there's A.J. Brown touchdown. And like, okay, let's turn those frowns upside down, everyone. Look, the Eagles are okay. Their quarterback is okay. And A.J. Brown is okay. Oh, smiles. And then they just don't score another point the rest of the way. It's Dallas.
Well, it's Barkley. That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
You see his numbers from Sunday, with a lead.
Yep.
You want to be able to just
work
handle
that.
It.
Yeah, right.
10 for 22.
Whew. Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah, what I felt like Sunday early, like the first time you started to see the scores in the corner, right? I'm watching Chiefs and Colts, and it's like, oh, the Jets are ahead of the Ravens. Oh!
The Bengals
are ahead of the Patriots. This could be a day. And then it kind of fizzled. It did not end up going that way, really.
Yeah, there wasn't one. There one game that
Pittsburgh lost to the Bears, I guess. You got to
count
that. I mean, we're in that mix with all those teams now, 10 of them.
And then maybe you could say Indianapolis losing if you're looking up, not down.
I guess, but I was resigned to looking down. That's why I'm so mad at the Colts when we did reverse AFC power rankings a couple of hours ago, because I decided, like, without any dilemma, like a week ago, I'm watching the Chiefs against the Broncos, and I think I want to root for the Chiefs, but I can't do it. Like, I just cannot. My default setting is anything good that happens for the Chiefs, I'm mad. Anything good that happens for the Broncos, I'm glad. And I can't, even though intellectually I decided I wanted this outcome, I couldn't do it. Now that's gone. The Bills lose on Thursday. I'm not thinking about chasing down Indianapolis or Denver or New England or any of them. Just go beat the Chiefs. All right, 14-0, 20-9, go on.
Nope. It was 20-9, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's all they got.
Yeah.
Well, they're not a huge favorite like I noticed a little while ago, but New England, more than a touchdown to go to 11-2. Denver is at Washington this week, and they'll be favored. That's 6.5, almost the same as the New England line at Washington. So they'll be favored to go to 10-2. Indianapolis and Houston, that's tougher. And then you have the Ravens Thursday night against the Bengals, and they're a touchdown favorite at home against the Bengals. So it might be another week like that. Kansas City at Dallas, Bills at the Steelers, Jacksonville at Tennessee. Oof.
Yes.
At Tennessee, that's generous.
Yeah.
Chargers, Raiders. Man, most of the conference is in nice this week.
Do the Bills have
the shortest spread?
The hardest game of the bunch of teams that are contending for playoff spots?
Indianapolis, Houston.
Yeah.
Well, not by the spread, though. 4.5. Bills right. are 3.5.
Right.
So I guess they do. Who else is there? Kansas City is 3.
Right.
At Dallas. We're at KeyBank Center today for the Sabres and Roswell Park prostate cancer screening event, which runs until 7. Walk-ins welcome until 6:30. If you're 45 to 75, sign up for this quick but potentially life-saving exam. Unlike other diagnostic and screening tests, prostate checks require no prep. Simple blood test and physical exam that takes less than a minute. You'll be able to discuss your risk factors with the team of experts at Roswell Park if you're able to get down here by 7, or again, if you don't have an appointment, by 6:30. Paul Hamilton will join us from 6. We'll get into the Sabres. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.